Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you're live on the air.
Hello, Martin. How are you doing tonight? Yeah, I can hear you. Well, actually, no, I can't hear you. I can hear you through my speaker. I just can hear you on my TV.
Somebody said, can you get King Payne to join the live? I can get King Payne to join the live, but the only issue is King Payne is at work. Can you get the other cards right there? Over here? King Payne is at work, so he can't join the live right now. He's not my man. We don't live together. We're in the middle of a quarantine. That nigga's not coming to my house. I just pulled a card for that girl, too. I know that scares certain people, but Latavia, I got the Nine of Cups for you, and it looks like that. You just need to chill. You'll be fine. Keep your emotions balanced and stay focused on positive things, girl. You have good energy coming your way, okay? You will be okay with this card, but I don't want to scare a couple of people, so we'll probably wait for towards the end of the show to really get into some deep things. All right, 602-7284, you're live on the air.
Hello, Amara. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Can you turn me down in the back?
Yes, I'm so sorry. Normally, I try to be on point. I'm sorry about that. No, I just wanted to tell you, keep on doing what you're doing. You've been lifting everybody's spirit by coming on every day. And, people, subscribers are just people as well. Like, you know, there's good ones and there's bad ones, but you're obviously a good one.
Thank you so much. But have you been on YouTube? Do you watch a lot of people? Huh?
I watch pretty much everybody. I follow everybody, so I don't really.
But so that means people, so like without because it didn't even have to do with certain creators. But if you follow everybody in the gossip sector, you can tell that first of all, let's just be real. Let's just all be real. We are in a gossip sector, so any viewer, and any creator, in a gossip sector, is messy. Or has a little bit of messy to them, meaning I'm messy, but so are you for listening. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Bitch, we are little messy. So I understand the business, but it's like, girl, the subscribers can get really, really, especially in the mix of all the different content creators. Like, girl, you can watch one. I've watched one subscriber literally try to stir up mess with every content creator in his sector, from chat to chat to chat to chat to chat to chat to chat. It's like, oh my God. Yeah, so people are really.
Yeah, I don't even really see how people have that much time on their hands personally, but I mean, I just enjoy it. Like you said, you just the Kiki, you come on and listen to Cardi B or what Nicki Minaj got going on, but personally, as far as getting too personal, I don't really tune into that personally. I'm entertained by you. You're like my Gemini in my head. Like, when your boyfriend was talking about how you act at the store, that's how I act. I'm like, I go in and I get out. I really don't want to lollygag or do anything else, but I guess.
No, I don't have time for any of that. Let's just get
it.
No,
I have no time.
Now, but there are certain stores that I could sit in because look at him. No, what? Because he got the space. What?
Yeah, there are certain stores.
Get close to the mic.
There are definitely certain stores that when we go in, you're lollygagging, like Fry's, Best Buy, Guitar Center, where it's like, honestly, guys, he loves to be at the stores where he could buy equipment for the show. Like, he just, a lot of the money that he likes to spend, like, when he's going to treat himself, he's going to go look at seeing if he could get a new lens for the camera or new lights or new speakers, and I'm like, everything sounds fine, but no, we'll be in Fry's for about 2 hours just looking at every section.
By the way, he hates going with me, just like I hate going to Home Depot looking at flower pots and koi fish. I rather go to, I'm like Pitt, because we had to go to Staples, because I'm like, I need a new chair, because I want like a gaming chair. but they didn't have the one that I had.
The
but
only you, reason why you went is because we had to stop at Staples.
Well, you knew we had to stop at Staples.
If we wasn't stopping at Staples, you probably would have just sent me on my weary way by
absolutely.
Myself.
Absolutely, I was not going to do that. But thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Have a great time.
You too, yes. Yeah, so, yeah, but I mean, that's, I just love it. I'm addicted to equipment, especially like growing the channel. Like, I got some freaking new colored light fusers.
Yeah, we get Amazon packages daily for him to try. And sometimes they work, sometimes
they
don't. And but he's always trying something new to add to the show. So that's his thing. That's why I knew, I'm like the doorbell ring. I knew it was a package.
It
I seen the
package.
UPS man pull up earlier, now the Amazon man pulling up. You always, you order, you be ordering stuff.
Yeah, so, yeah, so, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Rob and Black China's getting into it again. It's just the same stuff.
Oh, because
over
they got
over.
The, you know, I've seen it. Her friends that used to twins, they used to be her friends. They're going to speak out on her and say she do be doing drugs. They're going to speak out on her.
What twins?
These two little white girls that used to hang out with her, they speaking out on her.
Oh.
In the courtroom, too.
Oh. We got a couple more calls in the queue, so let's take another call. This might be a troll, so brace yourself. This is a private caller. Let's see what they got to say. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, I just found it. Yes, there it is. Give it to me.
What the fuck do you want, bitch?
Okay.
Okay, now what? Now why you gonna hang up?
You are stupid. Like, after you sat on the line to do that.
She's been on here hella long.
She sat for hella long to do
and
that.
And then go say, huh, that's
okay,
it, that's it.
That's it. Like, yeah, I did it. I told you I would.
Yeah.
That's it.
I went the bullshit tonight, too. So don't, so even if you call in with the fuck shit, don't think that, don't hang up. You gonna talk your shit to me, bitch, be ready for my response.
But then I had the nerve to say, oh, yeah, okay. I can like, because
they don't, they be thinking I'm going to get mad and hang up. Oh, no, girl. We got people donating tonight. You see, when there's tips on the floor, then I could really be me. See, the only reason why I do the don't cuss and don't say this and don't say that is because I still have to get my coin. But if we got people sending in tips and stuff, our minds with the bullshit, bitch. All you motherfuckers can call in, bitch. Let's bring it to the forefront, bitch. This is where I prevail, bitch. Let's talk about it. All you motherfuckers, we can curse all day long, bitch. Let's go. This is what, this is the shit. This is when I thrive, bitch. So don't come on this motherfucker thinking you're going to talk and just going to hang up. No, 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 no. We're going to get into some motherfucking things. Okay? 916-9395, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God. Armand.
Hello.
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. Let me stop.
Okay.
Armand, you went live on March 25th, which is today.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God. Don't
happy
do that,
birthday.
Please.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, but no, I'm just a little sensitive. I lost my mama.
Just kidding. Uh-huh. No,
I lost
just kidding.
My I lost my mama on the 7th at UCSF. You know what I mean? So, but I'm an old subscriber. You know what I mean?
Oh, you lost her. Sorry, did you say you lost your mother?
Yeah, I lost my mama to liver disease, man, at UCSF. I'm shaking like a motherfucker right now.
Oh my God! But you know what? She's in a better place. So I can't even
she
pretend
is.
To know how that feels, but you know what? Whatever we can do here in the time that we're here present, girl, I hope we send you
oh
love,
God.
Light, and happiness, okay?
That's why I'm listening to you. That's why you cast it on my TV in my kitchen right now. It's my birthday.
Thank you
I'm
so much.
I'm quarantining, so I'm in with the tree, the little
smoke
wine.
The tree. Okay, well, you know, we're going to play a record for you.
No, I want to hear that Ty Dolla $ign with that Jeremiah Level Up. I instantly downloaded it.
Oh, you want to hear that again for your birthday?
Wasn't you slapping that? Don't slap that. Wait, I'm going in the house. But I can't have you on the phone like that.
But okay, when I hang up, I'm going to slap that for you. But you can also find that if you on Spotify on my playlist, and the playlist is called Love Boys. I'm going to actually drop the playlist link for all the women or anybody that want to hear it. It's all male singers and vibe outers, and I'm going to copy. And, you know, Spotify is free.
That's a slapper. So yeah, but I got Apple Music.
Oh, shit. You're not going to be able to get it. But you can still get the song. You can still get that, Jeremiah, whatever. You can still get that. But for the people that have Spotify, follow me on there. All right.
I love that song.
You know, I'm going to play that, right? I'm going to play that for you, right? I'm going to play that literally once
my
you
name,
hang up.
My name is Yana. Yana, be real.
Yana, happy birthday, Yana. You calling out of California. You, where you at? You in Sacramento?
I'm in the middle, Thornton, California.
Wow.
I'm right in the middle. Yep.
You only 35 minutes away from me.
I know. That's why I fuck with you. I'm watching you, Armand. Keep doing your thing, man. For real.
How old are you turning today?
I turned 29.
Happy birthday.
I'm old, man.
We're
going to
play that Ty Dolla $ign for you right now, boo. Thank you so much for being a subscriber.
Thank you, Armand. Love you, baby.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
What's the name of the? Okay, thank you, boo. Yes, happy birthday. It's like we really on the radio in this motherfucker.
Well, they requested the songs, everything.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Pops. Pops.
Hey, you guys, I'm just sitting here and I'm just feeling the brightest idea. Like, we can have our own radio station here live on YouTube the way that we're doing it right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think this is such a dope idea. Like, take calls, play requests, you know, and as long as you guys keep supporting the stream like this, we can do it. You know what I mean? Like, even if we do it like once a week, because this is like a good vibe. Now, we can't play a lot of Nikki because you play her, she like flags you and shuts you down immediately. Okay, that was Trey Songz and Tory Lanez. We like Tory Lanez, and I like that song. That's on my playlist, guys. All right, so we'll take another caller. 863-4967, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I hope all is well with you. Just
what's
hanging
going
out
on?
With
you sound sad. You sound like you have a lot going on. Talk to me.
It's just been one of those days, you know, everyone's here working from home. And, you know, when you have a whole bunch of people in the same house, everyone's getting on everyone's nerves. We can't go anywhere. Everyone's worried. You know what I mean? So even though you have family and you're trying to stay in touch, we basically having to, like, call each other and talk to each other or, you know what I'm saying? It's like everyone's stressed,
yes.
So the littlest thing is making you, like, get on each other's nerves.
Well, you know, well, the good thing about all of that is if there is a positive, you're not the only one in that situation. The whole world, quite frankly, is in that position right now. You know, it was my mom's birthday, 3 days ago. And I didn't get to go spend time with her, you know, and it was a big one.
Oh,
it was her 50th, and I would have loved to go see her, but I can't do it because I don't live with her anymore. So, you know, we can't do a whole big party. And she was sad, you know, and of course I'm here with my man, and, you know, and I have needs, he has needs, and we're here 24/7 all day long, so the slightest thing can have us annoyed. But, you know, you can get closer, you know, and this is going to be a true test of your patience and your resilience. And you're going to have to start thinking outside of the normal, you know, and maybe this is a time. This is what I think. This is a time, and I'll tell you, if you guys haven't noticed it, if you haven't tried something new, or if you haven't done something that you that ever has sparked your interest, this is the time to do so right now. And that is what helps you get through these times. I'll tell you, like doing this music show slash chat show slash podcast, like I'm loving this energy, right? I would have never done this had we never had this quarantine. So there's just different things. Like I learned how to make crystals from scratch. You know, we put up a pond in our yard. So things that you can do within your household that gives you a peace of mind. And then if you need to take that time to yourself, I don't know how many kids, I mean, how many people live there? You have kids, a husband, what's going on?
No, I don't have any kids, but it's just me and my significant other, my husband, and probably about like a year ago, my mom passed away. So this is like, it's just, I have a brother also. And so this is kind of like an anniversary of her passing away. Plus I'm going through, you know, with this COVID-19 situation. And I have a, like one sibling, but he's 45 minutes away from me. So he's going through his situation. I'm going through my situation, you know. And we usually just kind of like depend on each other because it's just us. But, you know, I just want to let you know that I really appreciate you doing this show because I know that you go through a lot. And, you know, but I just want you to know that you never know, like, who's listening and who is, like, you know, able to get through what they're going through because of you. You know, I love to, yeah, there's, like, the drama and the messiness, but the under, like, undercurrent part of it is just, like, it gives me something to, like, get away. You know, sometimes during the day I'm working home, and sometimes I just have you like playing on my phone in my head, like in my headset, just so I can just laugh, just to have a little bit of a break. Like I'm still working, but it's just like I gotta have something to help me get through this stress because this is rough. I did have two things that I wanted to ask. I wanted to know, is your man, is he still going into the office or is he staying home now?
No, he's staying home now. Oh well, he can talk.
Yeah, I'm home now. I'm home now.
Okay, because I know my mom was not having that.
He was not having
that. But that was causing problems. That was causing problems, you know. But then at the same time, just like I'm sure he wants to get to work eventually, it's going to be time for him to go to work because while he loves me and I love him, that break is also healthy. It's not that like he wants to be away from me or I want to be away from him, but he is a person without me. And I'm not a and I'm a person without him. So to have that separation sometimes is healthy for the relationship. And I want to tell you this: there, if you need to go, we're in the middle of a quarantine, I don't like when me and my man don't sleep together and things like that. You know, if I fall asleep on the couch and he goes gets in the bed, if he don't let me know, usually I'm mad or vice versa. But excuse me, during this time, I challenge you one night out of the week. Go sleep where you like to sleep without your man. It's nothing personal, but you have to start taking alone time within the same space.
I was
going to
ask you that, Armand. Like, dude, like, how do you get alone time when you know what I'm saying, in this situation? Like, and then how do you, like, not make the other person feel bad? Or how do, you know, how do I let him have his alone time without
Feel bad? Here's what I would say. I would say, to be honest with you, if you feel like you need alone time, 9 times out of 10, they feel like he needs alone time too. So you get what I'm saying? So at that, it's not just like, he probably feels the same way because he's a human being, right?
He probably tired of my ass.
Right. Just because y'all both people, right? So, but you got to take into account, maybe you're the more sensitive one. So if you just said, hey, you know what? I'm going to take a moment right now. He might be like, you okay? And you'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. He'd be like, thank God. He probably don't want to tell you like, all right, babe, I'm going to sleep on the couch tonight. Could you imagine if he told you that? You'd be pissed. Yeah. But if you went and told him, hey, I'm going to go in the room or I'm going to sleep in a little bit or just did it, he probably wouldn't care. Because he probably like,
probably not.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Girl, you got something to say, babe?
I was going to say, and two of y'all just have the understanding of, like, sometimes you don't, I know, sometimes you don't have to talk about it. Sometimes, like, just go create a self project for yourself that, you know, is a little, literally a self project. So when you're over there working on it, it's your time alone. If it's just saying, hey, babe, today I'm going to put some plants or do this garden or redecorate the bathroom the way I changed my mind, that's like 30 minutes to an hour. You could be in the bathroom, quote unquote, redecorating, but you're just in there by yourself. Like, find ways to get your own time and make it productive at the same time. It's probably stuff you've been wanting to do, and you're going to, once we get back to work, we're all going to be saying, dang, I should have did this, or I need to be working on this, when we've had all this time at home and we could be working on this stuff now. So y'all divvy up some projects, do some together to keep the relationship going, and divvy up some and do them by yourselves. That's what I
that's what we
I
do, because I'll come, you know, and this is the reason why, you know, we, you know, it's, I don't, how many bedrooms do you have? Do you have a house, apartment, or, I'm not trying to get all in your business, but I'm just trying to say, like, as far as how to get away, because we've lived in every situation damn near. We've lived in a studio, a one bedroom,
yeah,
a two bedroom. We've lived in everything. So how many bedrooms do you have?
We have a 2-2. So we have, basically it's like one bedroom where it's our bedroom, and then one bedroom is an office. See, before all this happened, I was already working from home. But he's used to being on the go. He's in sales. So he's now, like, for me, I'm used to working from home. He's not. So we have the two bedrooms, you know, that I've converted into, like, my office space, basically. And then, like, a big living room, you know, and laundry room and kitchen and all of that. But for me, like, I'm okay with being home for, like, him. Every minute he's going outside, coming back inside, or going for a walk, or, like, I can tell he's getting real, you know, like, restless, like.
Well, I would say, too, so, for him, you try to think of some stuff that – think of stuff that challenges his mind, or at least makes him have to think, or something new. Like, we made bath bombs, and we learned how to make the crystals. It's something that, like, you're not, it's not mentally, or I mean, like, physically draining, but it's more mentally draining.
Right.
Try stuff that's more mentally draining on people, because right now it's, we're limited to how physical we can be. Like, we try to work out in the house and stuff, but you're really limited to how physical you could be. So you got to do a lot of mental things that, like, tire you out. If it's word puzzles, get, like, I've been seeing people get these big word puzzles and they put them together. That would drain you and make you be like, I need a nap. And then, you know, like, he's
well,
done.
Well, I like what
tired.
You said about the gardening. I like the idea about, because I love to garden, and he likes it too. And with us doing stuff in the yard, like, we would be doing it together, but there's still enough area where we can work on separate areas. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right. And see, that's what I was going to say. Like, I think that as a couple, because you're in a relationship and so am I, as a couple,
right,
there's things that you guys have talked about doing and you guys have never done because time doesn't permit,
time
or it's just not a priority or whatever.
Right.
But there's something that you guys have talked about doing that right now you can be doing together as a project. And that's really good. And, you know, and you could take on a piece. He could take on a piece. So then it's like he's not getting restless. It's like, oh, okay, babe, let's finally knock this out. And then, you know what? You might do some part of it and he might tap out and vice versa. But now's the time for y'all to do shit like that y'all have never done before. You know what I mean? And things that you guys have talked about doing. Like, you're going to have to bring him in to where he gets inspired and understands. Listen, there's more to just getting up and going to work. Like, there's things
right,
that you want to get
exactly
done around the house. So right now here's your time to do it, because once this quarantine is off, I know a lot of people are complaining, but once this is off, if you didn't use this time, you are going to regret
right
it. I can guarantee you. Piss off at yourself for not using this time. Honestly, this time, even though it's crazy as it sounds, this is precious, valuable time that we could be using to build us and get ahead of the game. If you don't think I'm using this to try to get ahead of the game and try shit out and put things out into the atmosphere, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Use this time to your advantage. Don't just, like,
right,
feel like, oh my God, I'm bored. No, things that you never thought you'd find the time to do, guess what? You have nothing but the time to do so. Pick up a book that you've always wanted to read, or start looking to a business that you've always thought about starting. Even if you don't start it, at least you finally did the research, because you can't do shit else.
Well, I know it sounds simple, but, I mean, even – I don't know if it was you or your man, Armand, but whoever said about the puzzle or just little mm-hmm. things, or especially what you said about having projects, like there's a room that it's kind of like the laundry room, but it goes into another room, and I kind of wanted to turn it into a studio. And I've been buying – you know how you buy stuff little by little? You don't have it all at once, but every time you go out, you buy little stuff. Well, mm-hmm. the room is basically full of stuff that I have bought, like brand-new stuff, but I just haven't painted it and hung it up and stuff like that. So I think I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do the gardening. And I think that that makes me feel better, you know what I mean? And I appreciate you listening. It's the other thing I wanted to say was that I'm not sure when it was, but I was listening to you. There was a caller that you had a couple of nights ago, and you were telling her, like, she was asking you for advice on how to start, like, a YouTube channel and everything, and you said you were going to do a course, but you were waiting until you got to, like, a certain number of subscribers or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let you know, like, don't feel bad. Like, I would pay whatever the amount is, I would pay that, like, just to get that. You know, like, I'm not trying to be no big subscriber, you know, big YouTube person, nothing like that, but just to have the information about how to navigate social media or do the things that other people aren't talking about. I know, like, I talked to a couple people, and we was all like, yeah, you know, if you do it, I'll do it. So, you know, I know at least three people that would pay, you know, $100, $200, whatever, just to,
right.
no matter how many subscribers you have, just to get the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, or the mentorship from you or whatever.
And I appreciate that. But there's a thing about me who, you know, as much as I like money, I feel like I have to provide quality. You know okay. what I'm saying? And so I feel like reaching a goal, because my class would be about getting from 1 to 100. Like, I, okay. to me, in my mind, for Armand, I have not completed my journey until I get to 100. Anything okay. after that is just cheap. So I can't tell you how to do it if I don't know how to do it. I want to teach you how to get from 1 to 100. Because I once guess. You get to 100, another level opens up to you. You know what I mean? And to me, that's completion. Yeah. So, yeah, I could probably come on here and finesse some people out of their pocket. But let me tell you something. I'm so blessed. You know, I just feel like I would be doing a disservice to people if I didn't completely fulfill my own internal goal. Like, a lot of people think that YouTube for me is, I don't know what they think, No, this is actually a mental goal that I have in my mind where I'm like, okay, Armand, you are that Gemini. You have started things and stopped things and not finished things. So if you start this, you're going to complete this from 1 to 100. No matter what comes in between your way, you can't stop. So once I get to that point, I'll be a good leader and a mentor for you, because I'm still growing in that. You know, if I let simple motherfuckers get to me in the comments, guess what? I've been defeated at 75,000. I need to get from 1 to 100. So then when you take my course, or then you call me in that email and you're like, Armand, I want to quit, I'm going to tell you bullshit. The fuck are you doing? Why are you going to quit? And guess what you can't tell me? Well, you can't talk to me like that. You ain't even hit 100,000.
Right.
So when I'm talking my shit, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and what I'm saying is out of love. So I just want to be a well-rounded mentor. I'm not here just to take the coins. You know what I'm saying? Like, money comes. Money goes. You get what
I'm
saying?
I get that. You know, Armand, I just want you to know that you can value yourself. You know what I'm saying? Value your time and everything, because it's mm-hmm. basically like a shortcut for other people. Not a shortcut, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it saves me the trouble of, you know, like, oh, do this, don't do that. Like, trial and error, basically. I would be going mm-hmm. through trial and error doing it on my own. By doing it with you or going through your way, it doesn't mean that it's the only way, but it's already, like, a tried and tested way. You know what I'm saying? Like, just something simple as you were talking about, oh, make sure that you have enough, you know, the right kind of internet in your area. Like, I have never heard any other YouTuber mentor tell anybody that. I never heard of that. I never even thought of how to look. And I was like, well, damn, or, well, excuse me. I was like, well, dang, I need to find out, like, you know, is this the best internet? You know what I'm saying? Just something simple like that. I never learned that.
No one ever told me that. And so that's why no one told me that. I had to figure that out. Huh, Pops?
Yeah, we've had a lot of different internets.
So my class ain't going to be cheap, because I'm going to tell you, but it's not going to be expensive either. But I'm just saying, because there's layers. There's the Spotify layer. There's the YouTube layer. There's the streaming platform layer for podcasts. And then there is the layer of YouTube marketing. Then there's the Instagram, Facebook layer. Then there is the layer of getting your music onto streaming services. Like, there's all of these layers. There's, you know, so it's a lot. And then there's the software. Like, you guys, like, I spend a lot of money a month on, like, not equipment, just software.
Right.
Meaning a lot of the things, like the soundboard and the streaming and being able to go live and being able to create a thumbnail and, you know, and being able to edit this and edit that and do this. Like, all those are little fees that add up every month.
That add up, like, together, yeah.
Together. And that's not even paying for the computer or the camera. We won't even get into the camera and the mics. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of pieces. And then, I said camera lights, because lights is a whole nother T. But it's all of those layers that, you know, people don't know about. And then some of the stuff that you use on YouTube, there's different Instagram software that you download in the app stores that you pay for. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's a lot.
I didn't want to hold you hostage, but I just want you to know that we love you. We appreciate all that you do. I know it gets hectic sometimes, but just know that you have a lot of people out here that really love you and appreciate you. And thank you for doing this, you know what I mean? And
thank
being
you so
consistent.
Much.
And, you know, we love you. So I'm just going to listen in, and hopefully somebody else will call in. But I love you.
Love you, too. Thank you, boo. All right. I got Bianca next. 7127. 7127. 407, hey, she in Orlando. Shout out to Orlando.
Hey, well, I'm from Orlando, but I don't live there now. I never changed the number.
Have you ever been to the Disney World?
Of course, babe. Of course.
Yes.
Like, growing up,
have you ever heard of a place called Vista Way or like Chatham Square or maybe
apartments or something?
Yes. Have you ever heard of the Disney Career Start program?
No.
Oh, well, I used to live in Orlando. I did the Disney Career Start program.
Oh, wait. I'm lying. I have heard of that.
Then they have Pleasure Island. Yeah, and then you can go and they have like these Disney kids that fly all over the world, and they work at Disney World. Yes. I did it.
You know what?
I
forgot about it until you said that. Yeah, my friend actually from Maryland, she did it in 1999, I want to say. I'm aging myself. Mm. But she did it when Animal Kingdom was first opening up. Like her group.
Oh, not
that
Animal
did that.
Kingdom. That's where I worked. I actually worked in Africa.
That's what's up.
We used to wear crazy African garbs, and I used to work alongside a lot of Haitians. Now, before we get started, are you Haitian?
No, babe. No, I'm just American.
Now, have you ever ran into Haitians out there in Florida? I'm sure you have.
Of course.
Do they not like American black people, or is it different from men?
They do not.
Because I've found that Haitians do not like us, much like Africans
don't
like us.
Yeah, they feel like they're better than us, almost. I don't know. I mean, you know what? I shouldn't say that. In my experience, I have been kind of talked to, and, you know, when I've gone to people's houses and stuff, like, you know, I wasn't good enough, but I don't want to generalize too much and, you know, make people upset, but that's just my experience, yeah.
Okay, so get to your question because you sound like you have something to say. You're like, Armand, stop fucking talking to me off this bullshit. I want to get something off my goddamn chest. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't want to say it like that, boo, but no, I was just calling because you forgot to play my song that I super chatted you about earlier.
Well, we're
going to
play that right now. This is no, this is actually better now that you want us, now that you're on the line, because when we hang it up, we can actually play. So who is it by? Let me play it right now.
Too Fast, I See Blue. See, I didn't forget.
Okay, who's the artist?
Oh, he
let
did
her
write
tell
it
me
down.
Now. But let me tell
the
me.
Artist is, and it's all one word, I See Blue.
Okay. Okay, and it's Living Too Fast. And I want to say, while I go into this record, I want to thank you for being a longtime member and supporter of this channel, Bianca.
Oh, you're welcome. I really would have been longer, but you know what? I have a confession. I got mad because one of your mods had froze me out one time in the chat, and I unsubscribed.
Right. Okay,
so
let me
say,
so as a member, you've been a longtime member. Do you feel like,
yeah,
should I be talking to the moderators? Like, what is the issue with the mod? What happened with the mod? That you didn't renew your membership?
This was a while ago. So I was arguing with somebody in the chat that kept saying things because I'm a big Cardi fan. You know, I'm always calling, repping my girl. And I was just talking back and forth with someone in the chat. And I guess they were annoyed, like, Bianca, we know, we get it. And then they just, like, froze me. I was like, oh, no, hell no.
So mods, don't freeze people. But we got to say, my mods are very protective because my mods don't fuck around. However, mods, be nice. Let's let them say, especially if they're members. You know, we have a lot more patience for the members, mods. Now, if they're just a bitch that's just coming
in lately.
Here.
They've been really great.
Okay. Thank
you. Yeah. No, they're really cool. Like, they've been really friendly. So that's all that, you know, I ain't trying to hold you all up and everything. The mods, I love y'all. Don't be mad with me. That happened a long time ago, as you can see, because my thing is yellow now. So.
Thank you.
Right,
she renewed her prescription, her prescription. Thanks, subscription. Membership. Thank you. Membership. Thank you, Bianca. See, mods, listen, a lot of the people be mad with the mods. But I'm going to tell y'all, I love my moderators because here's my thing. My moderators are not trash moderators. They're just overly protective. So, bitch, if they think that I don't like you saying it, you'll get removed. That's what it is. You know, I do give them power, so I do trust them. But collectively as a team, we're all going to do better. Okay? All right, let's get into this song. Oh, I like the end of that. That sounded good.
That's part of it.
What, the end?
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound like you like the record.
I probably would have never got to the end.
No, you wouldn't have got to the end if that was just a regular suggestion. No. No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't have got to the end either. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not adding that to the playlist, but it was a nice song. I'm not adding that to the playlist.
I wouldn't have got it. But the end
Can you get close to the microphone? I'm going to have to cut your fucking mic off.
If I'm not close, you're going to have to cut it. It's the same thing.
Because you're getting on my goddamn nerves.
Well, you might have to. No. I would have never got to the end of that song, but I don't know, because it felt long and there was a lot of beat changes, but like some of the changes were good, but
yeah.
I would have never got to the end of that. I just wouldn't. But the end was my favorite part. That's unfortunate.
Well, are you sipping pops? They said that we don't have any more weed. They're trying to really clown us. Like we can't afford weed or like we can't have.
Okay.
Tell them that I'm not a big weed
smoker.
He's
not a weed smoker. And on this quarantine, because, you know, sometimes I'm on restriction, but on this quarantine.
No, tell them why you're on restriction.
I'm on restriction because I have asthma, so it caused me to have a bad cough. But,
so when you have a cough and you're smoking,
and
you
smoking,
know I get mad.
So you get mad. So I stop smoking, let the cough die down. Then, you know, usually we have a party or we go to a party, and then that's when it's able to start back up. Usually at the party, I do too much.
Yeah.
I get immediately back into it. And then I get back to coughing. But on the quarantine, I've been balancing it out. And I got my good inhaler. That inhaler works miracles.
That you haven't used, but you've been definitely buying weed. And notice, and you guys, and let me be very clear.
Oh,
you guys talking
God.
About, oh, it was the little roast that I got. That's not because that's the only reason. Let me be very clear. It's because choo-choo, the choo-choo train has been puff, 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 and then he puffs so far, he has to remember, oh, shit, maybe Armand might want a piece. And at that moment, he knows choo-choo, the choo-choo train was like, well, he don't really smoke like that, so that's fine if I smoke the bitch to the nub.
Siriana to the Perrier.
Because choo-choo, the choo-choo train is going to smoke that motherfucker.
Like, I don't have nothing to say about that one.
Shit.
If y'all want to see a real rose, no, we roll, I can rose weed. That's not the problem. It's called balancing. And he don't smoke like that, nor does he need to.
No.
Because after this live ends, guys, guess who's still here?
Right. And I'll tell you guys, when I smoke a lot of weed, my anxiety is through the roof. Paranoid, everything. Like, I'm a human being. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are a human being. I'm a human being. I'm just as much of a human being as candy is to a music note. Wait, that wasn't right.
You're just as a human being as a candy to a music note? Candy is not. Yeah, tried that. That was all wrong. Because candy ain't been to a music note. Okay, now you're going to get me on it. So that, you Rick and Arlo, you need to rewind that.
Because we all know that Candy cannot sing. And I'm tired. And listen, let me tell you something. Who, shout out to that subscriber that sent me that message about Candy. And see, you didn't believe me when it came to Candy.
No,
I told you that Candy tried to take all the money, and I cannot stand Candy. Screenshot that and send it to me right now, Pop.
I'll say it. Candy.
So I can show them people what Candy did and why I don't like Candy.
I gotta find it.
Because Candy tries to take all the money from everybody. All you got to do is go to her page. Candy asked, okay, let me tell you what Candy did. Let me tell you motherfuckers what Candy did. And I'm going to tell you, this is why I don't like Candy. So you know the DJ D-Nice has went viral on Instagram. All of the DJs been feeling some type of way. That's my, like, I think I'm going to do a video on that because you know they're going to watch. Boof was really being a hater. Seth One kind of got into it. Like, a lot of the DJs were starting to DJ because DJ Nice started doing a DJ and he was going viral. Anywho, Candy decides that she's going to do a brunch.
Is it a brunch?
It was a daytime brunch. But D-Nice is the one that I seen. He was the first one I seen that was throwing parties on Instagram Live. Then all of a sudden, Candy is now throwing a party. Okay? But the whole thing is, Candy is doing an Instagram Live party, and it's a brunch with her, Todd, and a live DJ. But the DJ is
coded too.
And it's candy coded, so you can buy the candy coded night stuff. But she's trying to take the Instagram money, the DJ money, the hosting money, the Andy Cohen money, and the sex toy money. I cannot stand Candy because she be walking around here acting like she broke. Candy be trying to take everybody money. It's like, goddamn, Candy, can a bitch ever have an idea, or are you just gonna say fuck it? Let me go ahead and get in on the money, too. Like, I cannot stand. Goddamn, bitch. Is there anything is there any idea that a bitch can have without you sticking your fucking head ass in it? Goddamn. Can't look it. Why is Candy done threw a brunch? It's goddamn, Candy. You want all the money. Can't nobody get no money but Candy. She want all the money. It's like, girl, you don't share? I mean, Candy, you don't DJ, but she'll hire one.
And I'll sell candy cold at night.
Candy want all the money. I cannot stand Candy. And people say she a busy woman.
Touche. But it's not no shade on that. Yeah, she is. But it's just like, damn, girl, can somebody else get the money on that idea? You done took half of them.
Right.
You sing, you got a store, you got sex tapes and toys, you got a YouTube, you review your own show.
You have a tour?
A sex dungeon tour?
Girl.
You went on a singing tour with a tape? What the? Damn.
God.
There's no telling what other stuff she got we just don't know. That's the real tea, because she got more stuff.
God damn, Candy. Yeah, she got a restaurant.
Two, three.
Candy want all the money.
All the money.
I can't stand her ass. But see, when I tell you I can't stand Candy, I mean it in the most positive way. I can't stand her. Like, and I'm being a hater, but I'm being like a bitch. You doing your thing, but girl, I cannot stand you, hater. Like, I'm with it, bitch, because if I was Candy, I would do the same thing. But, bitch, I'm not doing it. So, bitch, I'm being a hater. Like, girl, you want all the money. And I'm really a hater because the bitch got a YouTube. Why are you bringing your ass over here?
Girl, she, I just.
Like, girl, bring
thing.
Your ass over
well,
here. Fuck, Candy.
She doing the housewives reviews?
Right.
You got a YouTube, but
right.
You do the housewife reviews.
Right. I cannot
go
stand
review another
Candy.
Show.
I can't stand Candy.
And she's been on every show. She was on Love & Hip Hop the other day.
She was and got a check for that.
She was on Big Brother.
She got a check for that.
Escape had a show.
She got a check for that. She was on T.I. and Tiny. She got a check for that. I can't.
Her and Todd had a show.
Dead Candy. She takes all the money, bitch. Shit, man. She was on the Masked Singer.
Yeah, she was on the Masked Singer. This is where the eye Candy can't see comes in.
Well, Deaf Candy definitely can't sing.
They were on Twitter talking about we know that's Candy.
Well, absolutely. Well,
she had did one of those.
Yeah, and those are the moves she needs to stop.
You know when she holds the fingers up?
Yeah, she thinks she's doing a Mariah Carey butterfly Candy. No. No, 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 no. It's a hee hee. It's a hee hee. Yeah, everything but right. Candy cannot sing. She can do a lot of things, but sing is not one.
She can write the song.
But Candy cannot sing.
She can. I almost was shady.
Let me know. Do you be honest? Do you think Candy can sing?
I don't look.
Absolutely not. I don't give a damn what Candy sings. Candy cannot sing. Not on any day. Not on any track. Not on live. And then, but the whole key about that is you can't tell Candy that.
Well, you can't tell.
But
Candy
all
that
the housewives know that Candy can't sing, and really Nene know that Candy.
The
can't
reason
sing.
Why you can't tell Candy that she can't sing. Because that's probably what's made her the most money somehow.
No, I think what made Candy probably the most money is the songwriting.
That and but she got to go in there and sing them the song how in the order
no,
it goes.
But they not listening to that. She's going in there singing that. They not listening to Candy.
Like,
but,
girl,
I guarantee you, for every song that Candy writes, she's singing the fuck out of that motherfucker like it's hers.
Well, did she write Tardy for the Party?
And she sang that bitch, too. But the whole thing is Candy cannot sing. But everybody in the world know that Candy can't sing. And anybody that thinks that Candy can sing is deaf, dumb, and obviously blind.
Well, I think that she can't sing to the level that she sings. Because
Candy,
if she understood, some people don't understand.
Go ahead.
Some people don't know the levels that they're supposed to be at. We have a lot of people that we know do not know the levels of. They can sing, but I'm just gonna say karaoke night on Mondays. Why we go there is for a complete kiki because people over sing every single song, and it's like it do not sound good.
What do you think about a Candy Can't Sing series on the channel?
Oh my god, I think they
want
for
that.
It, already,
they want a Candy Can't Sing. We might retire the Cash Dog whenever happen to start a Candy Can't Sing.
I don't know if you're on the other tag, you're talking about Cash Dog is never going to happen part 6. I'm like, are you guys serious?
We need to start a Candy Can't Sing.
Oh my God.
Series.
Dude, you definitely got to do when she battled that one girl. Oh, Housewives. I think she lost. But she.
Everybody wanted a candy cane thing series. Ooh. Candy knows she can't sing. But the key is everybody around Candy. Todd knows that Candy can't sing. Now that's the part.
Now that's not right. I'm not gonna get into that. I'm not getting into what Todd knows. Todd knows she can't sing.
Todd knows Todd can Candy. Hook Todd up to a lie detector and ask him if he can Candy sing.
I would tell you he ain't doing that.
Candy can write.
Candy definitely can write, and definitely Candy can definitely see an idea and turn it into.
Definitely can get a coin. Candy can get a coin. I'm gonna laugh at that for another hour, but I can't do that right now. Y'all know Candy K. Sang. Shit, man. I'm so glad we're really bitching the fucking world on the internet, y'all. What would y'all do without Armand Wiggins, man? I'm telling y'all. We're going to get there one day. We're going to get there being real. See, a lot of people call me, you know, self-destructor bridge burner. No, I am determined to be the fucking male unicorn, bitch. I have to stay true to myself with a little tweaking. But at the end of the day, bitch, let's be very, very clear. I have to keep it real. I have to. If I never make it on TV, if I never get a syndicated show, as long as I can sustain my lifestyle, live good, fuck good, drive new cars, do the things that I want to do, go on vacation, and the people that I love support me, that's all I care about. I'm telling you, that's it. That's all that matters. Listen, we are in the middle of a quarantine. Celebrities. Like, if this doesn't teach you, I was watching Mona Scott's live the other day, and she said this taught her nothing more but to question her own mortality. And at that moment, I knew that we were all human. Because she was thinking, bitch, if I die today from this virus, have I fulfilled my dream? And being in a situation like this, because even our biggest celebrities, even the president, people that you look at as alphas and gods, like, you know, you look up to, you understand that they're in a quarantine. So they're no bigger than us. They just have a little bit more access, but they're still human beings. And I realized this, fuck them, I don't need them. If I'm able to live a life of happiness, fulfillment, and good health with financial freedom, I don't need a network. I don't need an iHeartRadio deal. I know I got the juice, bitch, and we're going to captivate our audience for the people that like me. And I also know that I'm a motherfucker with an opinion that people are not going to like all the time. Everybody's not going to feel me, but that's what's going to make me the nigga that I am, because I am going to go head up with bitches. I am going to tell dust mites to go fuck themselves and their dirty mother. And I am going to say, bitch, I'm better than you. Because I am. Not you, but any bitch that feels some type of way. You guys are not going to break me down.
Prince Henry?
Yes.
He has coronavirus. Anybody can get it. But it was crazy you pointed out that, well, I don't know if we want to talk about coronavirus, and I really don't care to either.
I don't really care. Well, but go ahead.
No, I actually don't care.
Okay, let's
not
talk about
it. I'm a big turner of that stuff.
Let's take another call. 313-7272, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hi, Candy can't sing. How about you?
I know she can't. This is Latavia.
Oh, hi, Latavia.
I said you earlier.
Oh, shout out to
you.
I
was calling so I could show you how a singer really supposed to sing, even with the virus.
You got corona?
Yes. But
girl,
I'm doing okay.
What does that feel like? What does that feel like? Remember this timestamp. We're going to have to use this, Latavia. You might get a call from CNN. What does that feel like? How do you know you have corona? Are you on here lying, girl? You really got corona?
No, I'm serious. I'm really serious.
You sound like it, though.
I'm serious. And it feels like my body is shaky. I'm not having too much of the breathing problem yet. I have a fever. My body is aching everywhere. I got my test results back yesterday because I was having the symptoms earlier. So I'm like in my eighth day now.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay, so you're in the age range where you should be fine. You should make it.
Yeah. So I wanted to come on here and take you guys to church for a minute.
Please do, because I'm finna cry.
You ready?
Yes.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? And why should my heart feel lonely? And on for heaven's home.
Okay.
When Jesus is my portion, love can't bring disease. His eye is on the face.
What's going on with the line?
And I know
right now
he watches me. Oh, I couldn't hardly do it that good, but I tried. Hello. 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 Armand. Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, turn that down in the back. Sing that one more time, because that was the enemy.
Okay, I'm going to sing it. One minute, let me drink some water.
Okay.
I got to drink water. Okay, here I go. Why should I be discouraged? And why should the shadows come? And why should my heart feel lonely?
Okay.
And only for heaven and home. When Jesus is my portion, love can't defray disease. His eye is on the and I know he watches.
Mm.
Oh, 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 oh.
Okay. Okay. Oh.
Because
I'm happy. And I sing.
Because I'm free. He's on the
barrel.
And I know he watches me.
Yes.
Ooh, that took a lot out of me.
Don't you do that again for a while, but you let God, but what you did right there, you let God know that you are here, and you sung a message across all platforms, and it doesn't matter what happens from this day forward, you let God know that you surrendered unto him, and you let people know that God is real, and you had, in that moment right there, you let God know, listen, I surrender unto you, and I believe in you, and protect me, but God, if anything were to happen, I want to be on your side. You spoke to him in that moment, and he felt it. We felt it. The people felt it. I don't know what this was ordained to be, and the enemy tried to get involved in that. I don't know what that was about, but your message got through. It got through to me. You have anointed this audience. You have anointed yourself. You have done some powerful work, okay?
Thank you so much.
I want you to call
really
in or at least email me.
I was really messing up.
But I want you to at least let me know once this is over and rest your voice and rest your lungs and rest all of that, okay?
Thank
and we are
so,
praying
so
for you.
So much, Almighty. Thank you.
Thank you. Ooh. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Wow. Not a second. Never would have made it. Now we gotta go to a church number because I'm in a mood. Ooh, if y'all not into church, it is what it is. My days. Ooh, praise him in advance. Yes. Praise him in advance.
Got the dance to these, that's right.
By Marvin Sapp. Hold on, let me see.
I need you.
Ishanadaboshatai. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Woo! People were laughing. They knew my trouble. They knew my... But I knew God would take it away. Oh, hey, let's go. Ups and downs. There was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Hey, I started, people were laughing, they knew, but I knew God would take it over. Yeah, I praise him with a dance. You threw me a second chance. That one was praise Sam in at. Sam in. So right when things are wrong. Me a second. Can post that on Instagram. Oh, yes, God, thank you. We have gotten to some things on that record. Yes. A lot of people needed that message right there. I felt like, honestly, I don't care what you went to right now. Right now, we are literally going to pray and we're going to bind any spirits of negativity, any spirits of fear. I'm getting spirits of death. People are feeling like they're going to die. And in Jesus' name, he said, you will live through this. Ooh. And I just feel like I don't know if I'm here to say that or I'm here to just be a person. Listen, there is life and you can call on Jesus and you can call on God right now. This is not a time to fear, even though as human natures, we are going to be fearful. And maybe some of us will cross over, but you need to acknowledge that you believe in something. And if it is God that you believe in, you need to let him know today. That you believe. This is the time right now, if you've never done so before, to pick a side. This is the time right now, if you've never done so, to pick a side. This is what this is. You'll make it through no matter what side you pick, but there needs to be a line drawn in the sand. That's what this is. The time we're in right now is people picking a side. If you pick the other side, you'll still be here. But it's clear what side you've chosen. It's time to pick a side. There's a lot of us. There's a lot of people that have played lukewarm, or we don't know. But it needs to be clear what side you're on. So if you haven't done so, right now, this is the time, and we are in a climate right now where it is time for you to pick a side and make it clear. It doesn't mean, to me, it doesn't mean that you need to just be all this holier than thou. But if you have not said that you believe in God and you claim God as your Lord and Savior, if you believe that, then you need to say that. If you don't believe that, then this doesn't pertain to you, and you pick your side. But if you believe in God, it doesn't matter what your friends believe in, what they say is new, what they say is real, what they say is not real. You can believe in energy and in healing and all of that and still believe in God. You can believe in the universe and believe in God. I know a lot. That's the new thing. If I believe in the universe, I don't believe in God. No, you can be a part of the universe and say God, because I do. You can manifest and pray. Don't ever get it twisted. So, I don't know where this is coming from, but this is, I don't know. I guess I was supposed to deliver that on this day. So y'all got that. Ooh, that was intense.
You know, it was good when the dog had to come from the other side of the house to come over here and enjoy the spirit. He's a good energy reader. So, you know, it was good energy because he came busting in.
Oof.
And it's relaxed.
Mm.
That's a good sign to me. I don't know. That was needed.
That was needed. We were here.
Everybody needed
it. We needed that. That was God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for using me, and thank you for believing me in Jesus' name. I don't care what I do, what people say about me, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I believe in the blood. I believe in Jesus. In Jesus' name, I rebuke every negative spirit, every demonic spirit, every anxiety spirit. I don't claim any of that. I throw that off. Every panic spirit. I don't want none of that. None of that should prevail, and none of that should prevail to me or any of the people listening. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the Lord has given us power. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the Lord has given us power. Okay? All over. Ooh, what's that with one? Your body was blessed. Oh, that's Melodies from Heaven. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Hey. Melodies from heaven. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Feel me. Hey. Feel me with fresh. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Rain. Hey. Rain. Rain down on me. Let it fall on me. Okay. Period. We're not operating in this. We will not be defeated by the enemy. We will not be defeated by the enemy. Not today, not during this season. The ones that believe in God, the ones that are protected, the ones that have praying mothers and praying fathers and praying aunties, and those who believe will be protected. That lady felt compelled to call in because she wanted to talk, and she came through. That was God, and she had blessed this platform.
It was trying to stop her.
You seen how that spirit, that negative spirit tried to come in and cause chaos. I'm no preacher, and I'm not perfect. But I've been blessed with discernment. People. And influence. So, yes, we will get into some things. We get messy. But at the end of the day, I want everybody to know it doesn't matter what card I flip. I do everything with the intention of God. I love the universe, but I believe in God, and I believe that there is a higher power, period. We don't all have to agree with that. And if you don't agree with that, that's totally fine. I'm not here to convince you, but I'm saying what I feel internally in my body, in my being. We just had went to church real quick, and I'm in the mood. I don't know why the spirit that came over me like that, but it did. Grandmother, I can feel my mother. She's proud of you. My mom used to make me play that song when I was out there in the world. She would tell me, play Marvin Sapp, because I would always do the one that everybody knew, Never Would Have Made, but that would still send me through in the shower.
Oh, never
would have
made it.
Never would have made it. Yeah, never would have made it to send you through. Never would have made it because I wasn't supposed to hit 30 living on my own. I was supposed to be the statistic. I was never supposed to be this. I was supposed to be having a criminal record. I was supposed to be have HIV infected. I was supposed to be all of those things. And I was in situations, and God, for some reason, has protected me. Like, I'm not even finna go to everyone trial right now because I really didn't be here and go viral because I'd be in shout at y'all out. Listen, because I would have went there and we went to church and this life wouldn't even have intended for that. But baby, let me tell you something. I was supposed to be the fool. Whew. What you got? Because I'm still in the mood. So that's why I'm trying to let it go, because the spirit is still festering. It's not moving.
I mean, you got to get it out. That was needed. I think everybody needed to get it out. Even if you felt like you was contained and you was doing good, you at least needed to let that air out, like that fresh breath of air out of you to realize, like, everybody needed that. And from somebody who may be going through it and they can still sing it the way they sang it and really feel their heart in it and feel all of that. And you really, like, I don't know. I think we all need that, because we all need to understand how blessed we are. We all need to understand how serious things can be, no matter what conspiracy or what you think, who, what, this, that, and the third, who did this, that, and the third. At some point, that doesn't matter, because people are being affected by it. We all are. And some people worse than others. So we need to be appreciative, understand we're blessed, make sure we just appreciate each other, enjoy these moments, use these moments, benefit from these moments, and just be appreciative. And also thank, like you said, pick your side and thank and pick what you believe in and thank that and praise that and worship that. I, like you said, I believe in God. This is a time where I need to really appreciate him and thank him and be great for him. Every time I swear, you know how people say pray before you eat? My new thing is just to thank him before I eat, because people are out here fighting for food, looking for food, toilet paper, all those things. So we got to be blessed and highly, I'm blessed and highly favored, and I'm thankful. So I think the main thing is be thankful. That's like the biggest thing for me.
That's it. You know, we play a lot of games. We do a lot of things. But when it comes down to being what's up, you will have to pick a side. And I'm choosing God. Because y'all don't even understand how blessed I am to be in where I'm at right now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. 2 weeks before the coronavirus breaks, we find a house.
They don't even know the half of that. It's literally the week of that we are able, the week of that all this coronavirus, while everybody's out buying. I mean, I know everybody has their
story, right,
but this is our story. Everybody, we were a week of, we were out trying to find boxes and stuff to pack from one house to move into our another house. While we were looking for that, the house we're in now, we found the same week.
No, we found the same day that we moved in this motherfucker.
Yeah. So while everybody was, and while we're out trying to find boxes and things, we look online like, everybody's buying toilet paper. What's going on? Because we're so lost in trying to find, make sure, you know, our situation.
Because the way our situation went.
Yeah, it was very off guard.
And a lot of the members only, they know it went very off guard. And
so because of that, we were thinking about this, but the fact that we got something
and getting turned down from apartment to apartment because of me, because everybody knows, bitch, I went to jail before. Things were coming up. Coming up.
Well, I think the blessing in all of that was, is that sometimes you think that stuff is like hindering you when it's really just letting, it's really protecting you from something because there's something greater. Because all the places that we looked at, although some of them were wonderful.
When I was homeless in Atlanta and I was lost and got an eviction and I paid it off. And they told
me. You paid the eviction. Like, you did what you were supposed to. You paid it off. There's a court record that is taken care of.
That was 5 years ago.
5 years ago, but people were still denying you for those actions. But look what we ended up. We have a, I mean, this is probably.
The week of the coronavirus.
We got the house that was. If we weren't in, if we didn't have to move and we had the option, I would have picked this house. We got a better house. Yes. We were out looking for boxes and people were buying toilet paper. We had to scramble at the last. We didn't even realize this was going on because we were working, trying to make sure we had a place to live, our new place to live, and make sure it was what we needed. Period.
I don't know why this is glitching like this, Pops. What has been going on? Do I need a new computer?
What's it doing now?
It's just not even on anymore. It's like it's not. It's glitching so bad. I don't know why it's doing this, guys. I'm sorry. Is it glitching for you or just frozen? Do I have too much stuff open? Like glitching so bad.
Oh, this energy and the devil working. They're saying a lot.
Huh?
They say whenever I say, when we say corona, it glitches.
I believe that. Why is it glitching like that? Like the whole thing. Frozen, the whole thing. Can they hear it at least?
If you guys can hear us, at least drop some bells and bombs.
I don't want to end the whole live stream.
They say, yes, we can hear and see you. Yes, we hear you.
Okay.
We hear you fine. It's fine for me. Our network is slowed and delayed due to the load on the network. A lot of people are at home using.
Yes, that's
true.
Everybody's
at home using all the signals right now. I mean, phone lines and everything is the full.
That is so crazy that we get into God and the spirituality and things like this. I'm just ending the call in. I'm ending everything. And I'm just going to keep the stream right now.
At least just put the podcast thing up so it don't look like it's glitching.
Yeah, if that pulls up. Yeah, so they can hear me? Can they hear me?
They can hear us fine.
So they can't hear me right now. So because I put the podcast thing up. Can you turn it into the public and see if you can hear that? So they can hear me. It's just the video feed is glitching.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So, y'all.